Bang, bang, crash, crash, boom, boom. It's 4th of July, the time of celebration for you and I. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with the thought for today. And what a boom, boom, boom thought it is of recognition of happy days and fun days. The American Cinco de Mayo. You know what Cinco de Mayo is?
Fifth of May.
Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexicans for their day of freedom, where they were a free state, a free nation. So, what does it mean to be a free nation? What does it mean to have freedom? Well, to have freedom means you can do anything you want, anytime you want, any place you want, anywhere you want, anyhow you want, and it doesn't matter. Nobody cares at all. Everybody thinks it's just wonderful that you are doing whatever you want to do and you're free to do it. Now that sounds like a kind of a problem. And it is a problem. It is a problem for people coming to the United States who don't realize that what freedom really means. Freedom in the United States means one thing. It means the opportunity to be your very finest and best in every way that you can. To be the finest person that you can be. To be the most wonderful person that you can be. To be the most thrilling person that you can be. To be the most exciting person that you can be. That's what it's all about. And nothing else really matters. To be your highest and best. This is what you have the freedom to be in the United States of America. All of the songs, Land of Liberty, Land of Freedom, the freedom of speech, the freedom of of riding anywhere on the bus that you want, and the freedom of no slavery and no... Everything is free. But the thing is, it is based upon one principle that people don't always recognize, and that people have been trying to oust. And the freedom is based upon this idea: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But first you do it unto yourself. Now, what would you do unto others? Would you be mean to others? Would you steal from others? Would you hurt another? Would you take from another that isn't yours? Anytime at all? Would you say something about another that's not true? Would you in any way put somebody down in a conversation? Would you gossip about others? No. You're totally free of that sort of thing. You see, to be a free spirit, to be yourself and have fun, which is the theme of the University of Healing here, be yourself and have fun, means that you are your highest possible self. You are the most wonderful self that you can be. You are the most fantastic self that you can be. And you say, well, Herb, you swear sometimes. I do. I don't hear it. You hear it? Then you created it, didn't you? Now, when a mother hears a little child saying naughty words, and the mother is disturbed about the words, the mother is a fool, isn't she? When a mother hears a child saying naughty words, and the mother goes to the child and says, hey, that's interesting. Where'd you learn that? That's very interesting. That's neat. What does it mean? Oh, you don't know what it means? Well, do you want to know what it means? No. Why don't you want to know what it means? Because if I know what it means, then I can't say it. That's right. What does it mean? Well, it means I hate you. Or, I'm angry at you, or something like that. Is that what you want to say? No, 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 no. Well, then that's what you're saying when you say it. Now, what do you want to do? And so the child says, well, the child says, like my mother said to me, you are known by your vocabulary. You're known by your vocabulary. The words that you use indicate the type of person that you are. And they indicate the type of person you surround yourself with. Now, if you surround yourself with people who swear, who use language poorly, who are doing these things poorly, then that's you. That's you. Now, you have the freedom to be mean and hateful, or to be loving. You have the freedom to be rich or poor. You have the freedom to be sick or whole. You have the freedom to do any one of these things. That's what the United States gives you.
What about the rest of the world?
Well, they got it too. But the United States takes credit for it. Now, that's what the United States gives you. Do you have the freedom to do anything you want over in Switzerland? Not really. You got to do what the law says, don't you? But why are you in Switzerland? Because it's a law that you like. Why are you living in Germany? It's a law that you like. Why do you live in the United States? It's a law that you like. So why is it that when people come to the United States, the first thing they want to do is change the laws? And what do they want to change them to? The laws that they knew in their homeland, where they came from. And that's not what the United States is. If Switzerland would change its laws for every nationality that came into Switzerland, it would be a mess. It is a mess as it is, because it tries to go along with as many peoples as it can, but it can't. And Switzerland is Switzerland. And it's made up of people who respect Switzerland for being Switzerland. America is America. It's made up of people who respect America for being America, for being the type of land it is. Now, Ellen, Sylvia, Ingeborg came to the United States as immigrants, as students. And while they were here, they heard so much about the United States and what it teaches and what it is, what laws govern the United States, how the United States is ruled by an organization of honest, honorable legislators, how the President of the United States is the most noble man in the world, always interested in peace and honor and dignity for the world.
Yes.
If any United States citizen doesn't like the President of the United States, that citizen is a fool, because that citizen elected that president. Now, if your boy, your child, makes a mistake somewhere along the way, and you say, "I hate you, get out of my house, you're no longer a member of my family," well, that's no solution, is it? When a child does something that is contrary to the program of the family, the father, the mother, the family get together with that child and say, "Look, we teach love here. We teach honesty. We teach integrity. Now, do you want that?"
"Yes."
"Well, then, that's important that we do that. Now, if you want to do that, and then you're welcome in the family. If you don't want to do that, then you go join some family that allows you to do what you want to do."
"Well, I want to be here."
"Well, then, that's what we do here." Now, is that child going to be a better citizen of that family by hearing the family talk like that? Yes. Is that child going to be uplifted? Is that child one day going to carry on the traditions of that family in the highest and most noble form? Well, this is how the legislators in the United States are. They are men who theoretically have the best interests of the United States before them. And they have the freedom to carry that out however they wish to do it. Now, if they have ulterior motives, if they have the pork barrels that they're trying to take care of in their own little community, and a pork barrel is a project that brings money to their community. For instance, it brings the manufacturing plants to their community. It brings war plants to their community where they're building munitions and things like that. And stuff like, well, now, if that's your motive, you'll soon be found out and you won't be happy. You won't be happy. Because the United States is the United States. It's every state having equal right at having the privileges of the benefits and responsibilities of being a country, what do you want to say, a state in the United States, not a nation. Because you're not a nation. We don't have nations here. In Europe, you have lots of nations. But in the United States, you have one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's what the freedom of the United States is. So, rather than berating our legislators and saying they're all crooks, and rather than berating our president and saying he's a warmonger and he's this and he's that, start talking to them and start saying, we expect peace. You are our ambassadors of peace around the world. You are our legislators who have the best interest of the people of the United States in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your being. This is how we see you. Now, however the legislators and the president and the officials in government act is how we look at them and see them acting. Now, how do you want the officials in the United States to act? How do you want the officials in your country to act? How do you want the officials anywhere around the world to act? How do you want the world government to act, the United Nations to act? How do you want all of these things to act? As a unified, honest, honorable, with integrity organization for the good of that which they are founded. The United Nations is founded for the good of the world units. The different national governments are founded for the good of their people. Now, do you think that the Italians should promote their country? Oh, you bet they should. They should promote their grapes. What's that called?
Vino.
Their wine. Their vino. And they should promote their cars. What kind of cars do they have? Yeah.
Fiat Maserati.
Fiat Maseratis. They got some real dandies, don't
nice.
They? And they should promote their people. Italy has the most intelligent, honorable, upstanding people in the world. And the word mafia never enters the lips of the people in Italy or the world. It is now classe, bomb, past. It's no longer around. And the word criminal is no longer around. The word unhappiness is no longer around. You see, as we concentrate our attention on who and what we are and who we would like to be, I am me and I am having fun, then we are always going to be thinking the highest and the best. And this is what the United States of America was founded for. People leaving their homelands because they felt stifled, they weren't able to expand into the broader scope of their philosophy and their religion and their attitudes, and they came to America. Now, they came to America because they got the freedom to be themselves. Not because they make America a stamp of their country. Make America a copy of their country. And that's what happens when America changes its laws to fit every nation that comes in. That we teach Spanish in our schools and we teach this. Hey, teach Spanish, but like you do in Europe. In Switzerland, what's the language that you teach in school? And then every other language is extra. But here, they want every other language to be a primary language. So we have a dozen primary. What's the primary language in the United States?
English.
English. And that's what it should always be. Never changing it. If we want to have Spanish, let's go to Spain. If we want to have Mexican, let's go to Mexico. But in America, let's speak English. Now, it's not against anything. It's merely a saying, what is our goal? What is our purpose? What is our direction? To be ourselves and have fun. And if everyone in Spain could speak Spanish, what a lovely thing that would be. Can you imagine everyone in Spain speaking Spanish and going into stores and speaking Spanish and having a good Spanish time? Can you imagine America where everybody goes into every store and in every school, into every opportunity, and they're all speaking English? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Instead, you go into Trader Joe's down here, and it's an international market. You have your Iraqians and Iranians, and you have your Germans and your French, and you have your Swiss and your English and your whatevers, and they're all babbling like the Tower of Babel. And isn't that interesting, the Tower of Babel, huh? So, let's realize that today, the 4th of July, is a very notable, memorable, wonderful day. Not a day of speeches, but a day in which every American speaks English and delights in his nation. Join me in that feeling today of great respect, great honor, great happiness to be an American. Because as long as you're here in America, you're an American. When you go home, then you're whatever you are. But the thing is, when you're here, you're living by the American rules. You drive the cars by the American rules. You know, over in England, in London, if you don't drive on the wrong side of the road, you're in trouble. And you have to do it. You have to run by the rules in any country. So let's do that today. And let's say, God bless America.
I bless America.
Land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from within. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, I bless America, my home, sweet home. I bless America, my home, sweet home. In every country I've traveled to around the world, I've taught them to sing, I bless, and whatever is the name of their country. I bless Nigeria, I bless London, I bless Switzerland, I bless Germany, I bless Italy, I bless Lugano, and land that I love. And can you see all these people? We taught it in the schools in Nigeria, and they just became on fire with it, just delighted in it. And really, where did the melody come from?
England.
God save the king. Wonderful. But we have it. God bless myself, my country, and I am God. So I bless. And we had it, God bless. And we had a little boy here, about 7 years old, and he said, Herb. He called me Herb. He said, Herb, if I am God, then I'm the one who is blessing America. So I say, I bless America. And I said, wow, you are so right. You are so right. And so that was way back in the 80s, and we have been singing, I bless America, ever since, and it's wonderful. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and bless your homeland, and bless wherever you go visiting. And always be a good citizen of the world. I love you. I love you.
I love you.